My name is Yael Fuchs. I am a partner at Loeb & Loeb in New York. I've been there for less than a year. And before that, I spent about 12 years at the New York Attorney General's office. So I may have seen some of you at other conferences where I used to give the state update. So I headed up enforcement in the New York Attorney General's office. So investigated and litigated against charities that faced major governance problems or accusations of fraud. And now I represent charities both in governance issues and disputes, and pitched this panel on litigation for charities when I found myself kind of serving as outside general counsel for several charities that would have kind of in that mid-size range where you have a general counsel, maybe no general counsel, and charities that found themselves involved in litigation, kind of the run-of-the-mill and more high-stakes kind of existential litigation, and where I found that either the litigation was more disruptive to the charity's programs than it should be because the organization wasn't really empowered to deal with litigation, or that it was, to be honest, so poorly managed because the organization was so reliant on insurance counsel. And so my hope was to kind of talk about process and do a bit of a deeper dive, touch on some of the issues that have been raised in the general counsel panel especially, but to hopefully empower folks not to litigate cases that come against you, but to be able to spot the issues and help your organizations or your clients manage litigation more effectively. And Susan Starica is another former regulator.
I was with the Texas Attorney General's office for 24 years. Most of that time I headed up the section and all of the investigations and the litigation. I have been in private practice for almost 7 years. And what I do now is all over the charts, but there's a lot. I have defended charities in proceedings in which they were a beneficiary under a will and the will was contested. I also give board training. I do consultation. I don't get involved in big litigation because I'm a solo, and I don't find that very efficient. But I do a lot of trust modifications, which are applicable to nonprofits. If you, as a nonprofit, hold assets, you might be subject to TUPMIFA, the Texas Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act, or you might be wanting to reform an actual trust. My experience is pretty broad. I think mostly what has happened is the committee took Yael's pitch and my pitch was to kind of talk about the current investigations and litigation that are going on at the Texas AG's office. They combined them. And so I have a lot of things I can contribute to the generalized discussions about, you know, even at the AG, there were a lot of issues where I found myself educating the lawyers who represented the charities because they didn't have any idea what the law of charities was, you know, nonprofit organizations was and what nuances there were. And then just having a nonprofit as a client, a lot of the attorneys weren't used to the sort of issues that could arise with the board being their client versus the executive director, all that sort of thing. So we're going to give you kind of a real flyover, and then I'm going to try to give you some details about what is going on in Texas right now, trying to do so in an efficient way without getting too deeply into the case, but pulling out the conclusions, the observations, and giving you some idea of where litigation stands right now. So,
And because we have this more intimate group, because we're not going to try to solve all the post-election issues at once, and for our sake...